We are Nashville's Rock Station 102.9 The Buzz. My name is Atticus, and I am joined by Aaron Weber, a comedian Aaron Weber. You can catch him as co-host of Nateland. Not to mention, you were the youngest stand-up comedian ever to step into... Is it onto the stage of Grand Ole Opry? Like, tell me all about this.
To perform there, yeah. Now, I should say I've done minimal research on this, but so far nobody's corrected me that I'm the youngest stand-up comedian to ever perform as part of the Opry. So that's a very cool thing to get to say.
Yeah, that's a very cool thing to get to say. Absolutely. So all right, Aaron, tell us about you and let's get to know you real quick.
Yes, I'm a stand-up comedian. I've been doing stand-up for about 10 years now here in the Nashville area. I've been working the road, doing everything out of Nashville. I think Nashville's got a great comedy scene, so I'm super excited for the Nashville Comedy Festival that's going on now. That's why I'm pumped to talk to you about the big show we have at the Ryman tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at the Ryman Auditorium. Nateland presents. It's a showcase. I'm hosting a lot of great comedians from all over the country. I think it's a great thing to check out if you want to see a bunch of different comics all at once. That's the show for you.
Yeah, so this is going to be, you know, everything that's going on this week is a big comedic event, I guess is one way to put
it.
I'm sorry, go right ahead. Jump in.
No, look, this is it's a fun time as a Nashville comedian because I think, you know, when you think about stand-up comedy, you still think New York, L.A., you think other cities like that. But Nashville really has a great thing going. We have a great club. We have great venues all over the city. So this is an opportunity for big comics, famous comedians to all come here and just enjoy Nashville for a couple weeks. So hopefully people that live here, if they've never seen a stand-up comedy show live, this is a great way to get into it and check out some of these awesome comedians.
We're speaking with Aaron Weber, comedian Aaron Weber. He hosts Nateland Presents. You can catch a live performance of Nateland Presents at the Ryman tomorrow night. 7 o'clock is the start time. You can get more info at Ryman.com. You can get more info at 1029thebuzz.com. So let me ask you this, Aaron. How did you and Nate Bargatze, did he, I guess, for lack of a better word, discover you, or have you guys always kind of run together?
You know, comedy's a very small world, so you're going to bump into each other. He's a guy, I mean, when I started stand-up in Nashville, he was the guy, right? Even back then, people knew that this guy was special. So to be his friend and to be on the podcast with him every week, just to see the trajectory of where his career's gone, even in the last few years. I mean, it's insane. So the show that we're doing at the Ryman is his production company. It's kind of him putting his stamp of approval on the show. So I think if people like Nate, if people like his brand of comedy and what he does, the show is going to be just that. So yeah, it's a special thing to get to be a part of that, and definitely a badge of honor to get his stamp of approval.
So the actual podcast, where do you guys record that? Where in town?
We have a studio in Zany's Comedy Club. So inside the club, which is awesome. And we get to record the podcast and then immediately walk to the other room and perform. So that's been great.
Yeah, that's actually really cool, man. and everything that's going on at Zany's is cool. You know, the addition of the added space and everything, it's super cool what's going on over there.
Yeah, dude, it's been great. And this is what I tell people, man. I know that people that... Nashvillians know that there's good stand-up comedy here, but I want to encourage people, come out and check out a show and see what we've got going on. I mean, we've got a lot of great comedians who are not moving to bigger cities. They're sticking it out here in Nashville. They're building something special. So even to be a small part of that during the Nashville Comedy Festival is it's awesome.
You know, the comedy scene here in Nashville is very interesting. You can definitely see that it's growing. You can feel that it's growing, too. You can just kind of feel that there's this excitement level that exists now more so than it ever has in the past. Would you agree?
Totally, dude. Totally. Even since I started almost 10 years ago, and it was in a good place then, but just the growth since I started is crazy. I think our goal is to kick all live music out of Nashville, just become a comedy city. We don't need music. You know, let's just do stand up. That's the goal.
Dude, run for office. You got my vote. All right.
There you go.
We're talking with comedian Aaron Weber, who co-hosts Nate Land, the Nate Land podcast. You can catch Nate Land live on stage at Ryman tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You also had your first ever stand up special, Aaron Weber Signature Dish, premiere earlier this year. How exciting was that?
It was very cool. It's my first time filming something and putting it out. So Nate was nice enough to produce it. It was filmed at Zany's Comedy Club. It's a half hour. It's easy to digest. I tell people, put it on while you mow the lawn, put it on while you're doing stuff, and just zone out and check it out. So that's on Nate Bargatze's YouTube, the Nate Land Entertainment YouTube. I'm very proud of it.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to check it out because I personally think you're a pretty funny dude. I enjoy your type of humor. So I definitely want to check it out. Can you give me a peek behind the curtain here? So like when you are recording your first stand-up special, like from what I understand, a comedian might record two nights, right? You might spread it out and do the recording over two nights and then edit the best material together. Is that correct?
Yeah, so typically it'll be two shows that are recorded. And, you know, just to give yourself a little, if one joke goes wrong, you know, that's the fun thing about live stand-up comedy is that it's very in the moment, and you never quite know how a joke's going to go, and it could go better 2 hours later than it did earlier in the night. So we tape two shows. Thankfully, we only used one of them, really. We only really punched into the other show like a couple times because it just went so well. But that's typically how it'll work is you'll record multiple shows and then just patch them together just to make sure the material flows well.
It's got to be a very interesting process. And seeing as how this is your first special, being part of that, especially during the editing process and seeing how it all comes together, that had to have been super interesting.
Yeah, dude, and it's tough to, you know, it's tough to watch yourself. I struggle with it, dude. It's like, you know, sometimes I watch myself and I go, somebody else do this. I can't sit there and just look at myself. And but they did a good job. I'm really happy with how it came out. It's as happy as I've ever been with something that I've recorded. So I'm hoping people can go check it out. And I think we're at like 400,000 views now. It's growing, it's building. So I'm definitely proud of it.
That's fantastic, man. That's really, really cool. We are talking with comedian Aaron Weber. You can check out his comedy special Signature Dish. Where did you say that was where people can check it out?
It's on the Nate Land Entertainment YouTube. That's the same production company that Nate Bargatze started. And it's the same production company that's going to be doing the show at the Ryman tomorrow night. So it's all part of the same universe. It's all kind of the same sensibility. If you like that type of comedy, that's what you're going to see at the Ryman show.
That's awesome. Nate Land Presents happening at the Ryman tomorrow night, 7 o'clock start time. All part of the Nate Land podcast, which Aaron Weber is. Is it fair to say that you co-host the Nate Land podcast?
I'm at the table, dude. Yeah, I'm there. I don't know, co-host, I don't know what the right term is. I mean, Nate's running the show, but I'm at the table next to him.
So the podcast is great, man. So and not to overuse this phrase here, but give me another peek behind the curtain here on the podcast, if you could. So is there ever stuff that gets cut that you feel like, I mean, of course, like I'm sure we all agree when we have to cut some things, but is there ever something that gets cut that you're like, oh man, that was freaking hilarious?
You know what? Very rarely. I'm surprised how little, like, we don't have to do that all. I think there's a couple times where we go, all right, maybe in retrospect, let's cut that out. Especially if we have guests on that that aren't, you know, clean comedians or don't really do that type of comedy, we'll have to go back. But for the most part, man, we're just turning the camera on and we're going. And sometimes that means it's a long episode, and sometimes it means it's not as tight as you'd like it to be. But it's pretty true to how it is in real life. We just turn the camera on, we're going.
Well, that's the beauty of the podcast format, man. You're not restrained by formats.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. We can do an hour episode. We can do a 3 hour episode. Nobody's stopping us.
Yep. You can just rip and go, man. Rip and go. Well, hey, it's been great talking with you, Aaron Weber. I do appreciate you, your, not to sound cheesy, but I do appreciate your comedic stylings, sir.
Oh, thanks, man.
I think you're a funny dude. I love the podcast. The Nate Land podcast is great. I think tomorrow night's show is going to be really great. It's Nate Land Presents, and you've got a great and before we wrap up, you've got a great lineup of hosts here. Do you want to give them shouts as to who all?
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of different comedians who've been on the Tonight Show, who have Netflix specials, guys like Ryan Hamilton, Derek Stroop, Mia Jackson, Lace Larrabee, Dustin Nickerson, Paula Kaczynski, who's a Nashville local. So I'm excited to host it. I'm just going to get the ball rolling and then hand it off to those guys. It's going to be a really, really great show. So I hope you guys can come check it out.
That's awesome. Get all the details on the show, of course, on Ryman's website, ryman.com, or you can go to our website, 1029thebuzz.com, and get all the info there. Aaron, it's been great chatting with you, man. Good luck tomorrow night. Have a great show, and can't wait to see what all you get up to in the future, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you, Atticus. You're the man. Have a good one.